Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好，平安。
We had a wonderful gathering on Friday, Thanksgiving.
星期五我们有一个非常好的圣诞节的聚，感恩节的聚会。
Among all the people there, I'm the one who are most thankful.
在所有的人中间，其实我应该是最感恩的一个人。
Because on Wednesday, just before Thanksgiving, I went and visited my radiologist.
因为我在感恩节的前两天，就是星期三的时候，我去看我的放射科的医生。
And my radiologist said, "Oh, this is you are 4.5 years after your chemo and radiation treatment." And I only need to see you one more time, then I don't have to see you anymore.
这个医生说，你从开始做放射和化疗到现在已经4.5年了，一切都很好。我只要再过半年再看你一次，以后你就没有必要再来看我了。
Brother and sister, it seemed to be a very short time, but it is about 5 years since I had my chemo and radiation treatment for my nasal cancer.
弟兄姐妹们，也许好像觉得这个还是很短的时间以前，但是实际上已经是4.5年以前，差不多5年了。就是我经历了这个化疗和放疗来治疗我的鼻咽癌。
And during the dinner, Brother Season showed me the picture of all the decoration that is coming up.That enlivens our Christmas spirit.
在我们爱宴的时候，西恩弟兄给我看了我们要为这个圣诞期所准备的装饰的照片。
And so I say, well, I better wear red tie.
那我就想啊，好，那我一定要带一个红的领带。
So here we are.
所以我今天我带着红的领带。
So brother and sister.You know, right after Thanksgiving, the American society would go into a frenzy of Christmas shopping.
弟兄姐妹们，这个在美国一过了感恩节，这个美国就进入了一个购物的狂潮。
We are constantly bombarded by ads, sales, discount, bargains.
我们看到的是各种促销、降价、便宜货的这个广告铺天盖地。
And then we'll begin the countdown of how many more days to Christmas.
然后我们就开始倒计时，还有多少天的这个购物天数，到圣诞日。
You know, American shopping is a matter of national economy.
这个购物呢，实际上是一个国家经济的一件事情。
So you can't blame them.
你也没有什么办法。
I bet you didn't know that when Thanksgiving was first established, President Lincoln set it on the last Thursday of November.
你们也许不知道，在圣诞节之前的最后一个星期四，林肯总统曾经说过。
It's the last Thursday of November.
这是这个十一月的最后的最后一个星期四。
But during the Great Depression, President Roosevelt moved it up to the third Thursday of November so that there would be more days of shopping.
然后才原来是这个。感恩节是第四个星期十一月，然后在大萧条的时候，罗斯福总统把它提前了一个星期，提前到十一月的第三个星期四。这样的话，我们有更多的时间可以去购物 shopping。
But you must be aware that this kind of very loud and boisterous merchandising of Christmas is a very distracting.
但是我们也必须要知道，这种热热闹闹的这个圣诞节的推销啊，实际上是会分散我们的心。
It not only stereotypically play down the spiritual significance of Christmas.
它不仅仅是这个偷偷摸摸的来淡化 圣诞节的属灵的意义。
But it also very slyly distracts us from Christians, for all of us, from a meaningful anticipation of Christmas.
并且他还偷偷摸摸地把我们基督徒来期待圣诞到来的这种心情来注意力给吸引开。
So we must reclaim this time for our own reflection and action.
所以我们必须要把这个时间要来夺回来，来用于我们自己的省察和思考。
Rather than let the world hijack it for commercialization.
而不是让这个世界的商业化把我们给绑架。
So, please forgive me, I will give a very long-winded introduction.
请容忍我要有一个比较长的这个开场的介绍。
We know that in every revolution, there are battle cries.
我们知道每一次革命都有一个战斗的口号。
And for example, the American Revolution, the battle cry is all men are created equal.
比如说美国革命的口号是所有的人是生而平等，造而平等。
For the French Revolution is liberty, equality, and fraternity.
法国革命的口号是自由、平等和兄弟。
For the Protestant Revolution, the Reformation,which is the revolution in Christian belief.
对这个新教的改革，实际上它是一个我们信仰的一个革命。
The battle cry is the five solas.
这个战斗的口号是五个唯独。
Oops, sorry, didn't get it right. So what are the five? What is the five solas?
这个五唯独是哪五个唯独呢
？So this is the sola scriptura, sola fide, sola gratia, sola Christus, and sola Deo gloria.
这个五个唯独是唯独圣经、唯独信心、唯独恩典、唯独基督、唯独神的荣耀。
So these are the five central doctrines by which Protestant Christians believe.
这是新教基督徒。所相信的五个中心的教义
and which distinguish us from the practice of the Roman Catholic Church.
这个让我们和罗马天主教会的这个做法有所分别。
Scripture alone means that the Bible is our only guide and authority in our church.
唯独圣经是说。我们所做的所有的事情的唯一的一个权威是圣经。
That's why our name's church is the College Station Bible Church.
这也是为什么我们教会的名称是大学生华人圣经教会。
Faith alone means that we are saved by faith and not by work.
唯独信心是说我们得救是因着信，而不是因为行为。
Grace alone means that we are saved by grace.And not by our merit.
唯独恩典是说我们得救是因着神的恩典，而不是因着我们自己的优点，是我们自己配得。
Christ alone means that we are saved by Christ alone.
唯独基督是说我们得救是只是因为基督。
There are no other mediator between God and man.
在神和人之间没有其他的中保。
No angels.
没有天使
，No Pope，
没有教皇
，No Priest，
没有祭司
，No Virgin Mary，
没有圣母玛利亚
，No Saint，
没有圣徒
，No Relic，
没有遗传下来的东西
，And nothing more，
没有其他任何的东西。
God's glory alone means that this is the ultimate reason for everything, why the world as it is。
神的荣耀的意思就是，他是。世界上所有的事情的最终的原因
，Why the world as it is？
为什么世界是现在是这样的
？Why the world as it will be？
这个世界将会是什么样的
It is the ultimate reason for our and all of existence.
这是我们存在的原因，也是其他所有的存在的最终的原因，是神的荣耀。
Therefore, churches where this is a deeply held conviction.
所以说，在教会中间，这是一个非常非常我们深信的一个确据。
There are no applause for whatever church members does.
所以教会的会众会员所做的任何的事情不应该得到掌声。
Because whatever we do it for God's glory alone.
因为我们不管我们做的是什么，我们是做的是为了神的荣耀。
Because of Scripture alone,
因为唯独圣经
most Protestant church discard many of the practice of the Roman Catholic Church.
新教的教会抛弃了罗马基督教会的很多的做法，传统的做法。
So we don't do infant baptism. We don't do last rite.
比如说，我们不做婴儿的洗礼，我们不做临终的仪式。
For non-denominational church like us, we celebrate Christmas and Easter.
像那些像我们这样的没有宗派的教会我们也庆祝圣诞节和复活节。
But we don't observe Advent or Lent.
但是我们不过江陵期和大斋期。
Which are the historical four and six weeks of preparation prayer leading into each holiday.
这是传统上历史上圣诞前的四个星期和复活节的五个星期在准备祷告和禁食准备这个复活节和圣诞节到来的这两个期。
The hymn that we just sung.
今天我们刚刚唱了诗歌。
O come, O come, Emmanuel.
以马内利再来。
It's a traditional song that is sung during Advent.
这是一个在江陵期常常被唱的一首诗歌。
Not during Christmas.
不是在圣诞期唱的。
It's sung during the time that is expecting the coming of Christ.
唱这首歌是为了等待基督的降生。
Not at the birth of Christ.
不是基督降生时唱的歌。
This hymn is very special.
这首诗歌非常的特别。
So if you look at your hymn book, if you have a hymn book nearby, you can open it and look at 106.
如果你旁边有一个诗歌本的话，你可以把这个诗歌本打开到106篇。
First, it is the oldest hymn and the entire hymn book.
首先，这首诗歌是整个我们的诗歌本中间最古老的一首诗歌。
If you look at the upper left-hand corner,
如果你看左上角
you know that it is marked Latin C 9th century.
左上角上面写的是拉丁 C 九世纪。
That is the lyric, the word of the song was originally written in Latin.
这个意思是说，这个歌词最早是写在公元九世纪。
It dated back to the 9th century.
这个是公元九世纪用拉丁语写的。
It is the only hymn in the entire hymn book where the date is given for its origin.
这是整本诗歌本上唯一一首诗歌上面写了歌词是什么时候写的。
You know that the 9th century is the Lake Tang period, compared to the Chinese history.
这个九世纪呢，差不多是我们中国历史上唐朝的晚期。
You know that in the Lake Tang and the Song period, many poetry can be sung.
我们知道在晚唐和宋朝的时候很多的诗词都是可以唱的。
But after 1,000 years, we don't know the tune anymore.
但是过了1000多年我们再也不知道当时的旋律这些诗词的旋律。
And the same is true of this hymn, O come, O come, Emmanuel.
这首诗歌以马内利再来其实也是一样。
We have the words, but no longer the melody.
我们的歌词比它的旋律要老很多。
And so if you look at the upper right-hand corner,
如果你看这个右上角,
it is marked saying adopted from plain song.
这个右上角说这是根据素歌改编。
What's plain song? A plain song is a song that you sing without instrument.
什么叫素歌？素歌就是一种咏唱，没有音乐伴奏。
That's what we call a chant.
这个我们就把它称之为咏唱。
The chant that usually sung by monks.
这个咏唱通常是那些修道院的院修道院的修道士唱的。
So when you hum this hymn,
所以你当哼这首诗歌的时候
，you will hear an otherworldly quality to the hymn.
你能感觉到一种超凡脱俗的一种那个格调。
And this chant is also very old, but it's 500 years later than the words.
这个咏唱其实也是非常非常的老，但是是在歌词写成以后500年以后才有的。
The lyric of each, secondly, this, the lyric of this hymn is very special.
这个第二个这首诗歌非常非常特别的是
，Each stanza begin with the name of the Messiah.
每一段歌词的开头都是弥赛亚的一个名字。
And here are listed 7 of them.
这个是我们看到七个以赛亚的名字
：Emmanuel，
以马内利
；Rod of Jesse，
耶西之杖
；Day Spring，
清晨日光
；Key of David。
大卫之药
Law of Might
全能真神
Wisdom from on high
荣耀君王
Desire of nations
万邦所望
The first five name of the is of ancient origin
这个前面的五个名字是最终最老的这个五个名字
And the last two was added around 1960
这个后面的两个名字是后面加上去的大概在1916年加上去的
So our hymn book choose four of them in red.
So 我们的诗歌本里选了四段，这个四段是上面红色字的四段。
Two ancient and two modern.
其中两个是原来的，古老的原，另外两个是后面加的。
We all know about Emmanuel.
我们可能大家都知道以马内利的意思。
But other names are less familiar.
那其他的名字呢？我们可能都不一定那么的熟悉。
Now you might recall another list of names from Isaiah 9:6.
也许你可以回想到以赛亚书第九章第六节，又讲到了一些弥赛亚的名字。
And because this list of names is make famous, get this way. So because this list of names is make famous.In Handel's Messiah.
这几个名字是被大家都熟知，变得很出名，是因为韩德尔的弥赛亚。
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
他名称为奇妙特事，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。以赛亚书第九章第六节。
They have one name in common.
在这个这些名字和前面的名字中间有一个名字是共同的
And the common name is Mighty God
这个共同的名字就是全能的神
Or the Lord of Might which is the same in Chinese
或者是全能的神中文是一样的翻的
It was God the Father who first proclaimed to Abraham in Genesis 17 that I am God Almighty
这是父神他亲自对亚伯拉罕说的这个记载在创世纪第十章他说我是全能的神
That this is also the name of Jesus is one of the many examples of the Trinity
这也是主耶稣基督的名这也是我们讲的三一神的很多的例子中间的一个
Day Spring okay, sorry, didn't get backDay spring is not a day in spring.
Day spring 这两英文词它不是说是春天的一天。
Day spring actually literally means the day spring up, like a spring, you know, bounces up.
这个 文字的意思的是这个一天往上升、就像弹簧往上弹一样。
So the Chinese translation is very good、
中文的翻译非常的好。
Because it clearly explains that is the sunlight at dawn.
因为它描述的是日出的时候的太阳的阳光升起来。
Wisdom is the English translation of the Latin word sapientia.
这个荣耀君王这个英文中间有一个字是 wisdom， wisdom 是来自于、希腊语的一个字叫 sapientia.
You know that Latin was the scientific language for many hundred years.
你知道、拉丁语，拉丁语是这个科学的一个术语啊，是用拉丁语用了很多很多的年，好几百年。
You know that one of the greatest scientific texts was written by Isaac Newton in Latin, which is the Principia.
我们知道那个这个最著名的科学的著作是牛顿写的，他是用拉丁语写的。
And therefore, the scientific name for humankind is Latin, Homo sapien.
所以这个科学的名字，人类的科学名字，在拉丁语里头，就是叫 Homo
sapien.
Homo sapien.
Now, but there are two words in Greek for wisdom.
这个词，这个智慧这个词在希腊语里头有两个词跟它对应。
And one of them is Sophia.
其中的一个叫 Sophia.
It's used by Paul.
这也是保罗用到了在圣经里头。
And Paul, it says in 1 Corinthians, it says, But to those whom God has called both Jews and Greek,Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God.
在保罗在哥林多前书、第一章的二十四节说，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
So wisdom over there is Sophia.
在这个里头，这个智慧这个词，希腊里头的词是 Sophia.
So Sophia.So therefore, it's also the origin of our word philosophy.
Sophia is 同样也是这个哲学 philosophy 这个词的来源出处。
Because philo is the Greek word for love, and therefore philosophy is the love of wisdom.
Philosophy, philo 是爱，所以 philosophy 是爱智慧。
So, but there's another masculine form of the word wisdom.
在希腊语，这个智慧的阳性词叫，还有一个阳性的词。
And this word is logos.
这个词叫 logos,
which is the source of the word, everything that ends with logi.
这个是所有的那些英文单词中间结尾是 logic, L-O-G-Y, 就是来自于这个词。
So we have biology.
这个我们有生物学，这个是。
We have psychology.
我们有心理学。
We have geology.
我们有地质学。
We have cosmology.
我们有宇宙学，这个都是学。
So logos, therefore, is the reason behind and the science of life, of mind,of the earth and the universe.
所以、这个 logos 就是在我们的这个生命和思想、地质和宇宙背后的科学、这个就是 logos.
And logos is also the word used in John 1:1.
这个 logos 同时也是在约翰福音第一章第一节里用到的。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
The word that is used is logos.
在这个圣经里，这节圣经里头，道 就是 Logos。
So wisdom is the word and is indeed the name of Jesus。
所以这个 wisdom、是个智慧，但是也是主耶稣的名字。
The most obscure name is the desire of nation。
在这里面一个最晦涩的一个词就是万邦所望。
And this is also the most relevant lyric that we need to know today。
但是这是对我们今天来说、和我们今天最相关的、这一节。
O come desire of nation bind，
万邦所望，恳求降临。
In one heart of all mankind，
团结万民，意志一心。
Bid thou our sad division cease，
永系兵戈，妒忌纷争。
And be thou our King of peace，
充满世界，天赐和平。
In every communion we remember the body of Christ，
我们每一次领圣餐的时候，我们纪念的是基督的身体。
Which was broken for us，
他的身体为我们所破碎。
That the world may be reconciled to him and be made whole，
所以这个世界能够和他重新和好，又成为合一。
But is Jesus Christ，
但是耶稣。
In the world that we see today，
在我们今天所看到的世界。
Still the desire of nations，
他还是万邦所望吗？
Still the King of Peace，
他还是和平的君王吗？
The other obscure name is the Key of David，
另外一个比较晦涩的名字，不太容易理解的是大卫之钥。
And it is made famous， it's originally from Isaiah，
这个最早是出自于圣经的以赛亚书。
But it was made famousin a letter to the Philadelphia church in Revelation。
但是大家后来都比较知道的比较多的是在启示录里头写给费拉铁菲教会的信。
We don't have time to go over every name， so I'll just let you Google and find out for yourself。
我今天也没有时间来具体来详细来解释这个名字，你们可以回去 Google 一下，百度一下。
The third way in which this hymn is specialIt that it is much more reserved。
这个第三个非常这首诗歌非常特别的地方是一个非常保守的。
It's subdued and sort of restrained。
这个是比较低沉、充满着一种自我克制的一种状态。
It is not openly celebratory as the real Christmas song like Joy to the World。
这个和那些真正的圣诞歌、比如说是普世欢腾那种、公开的这种庆祝的这种、这个 情调是不一样的。
In anticipating the coming of Christ， it acknowledged they are mourn in exile，
因为我们是在等待基督的降临，我们处在的一种状态是沦落异邦的寂寞。
And there are gloomy clouds of night，
就像晚上的黑暗的乌云。
And there are also sad divisions，
然后我们还处在这种非常悲哀的分裂之中。
It is only in the chorus that it proclaims Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee。
只是到了这个副歌合唱部分，我们才看到欢欣欢欣，以马内利必将来。
What is rejoice？
Rejoice 这个词什么意思？中文翻成欢欣。
The Chinese translation of is very good。
中文翻译成欢欣，很好。
But I also think of there are many words like repeat, return.Review, rerun，
但是还有很多带 re 的这些英文单词，比如说是重复啊、回来啊、再看一遍、再做一遍。
They all means again，
他们同一个意思就是再来一次。
So I would like to think of rejoice as joy again。
所以这个 rejoice， 我想把它看成是再次的欢欣、再次的欢乐。
再欢迎，
再欢心。
That's rejoice.
Rejoice.
Why do I want to think like that?
为什么我要这样想呢？
I can understand Christmas, which is the celebration of the birth of the Messiah.
我能够理解圣诞节，因为圣诞节是我们是庆祝弥赛亚的降生。
Just like us, we celebrate our birthday every year.
就像我们每一年来庆生，庆祝我们的生日一样。
Why should we celebrate event, the coming of the Messiah?
那为什么我们还要庆祝那个降临期，就是等待耶稣啊，等待基督的降临呢？
When the Messiah has already came 2,000 years ago.
因为我们知道这个弥赛亚已经早就来了，两千多年前已经来到世上。
The first name Emmanuel is, of course, we know is from Matthew.
这个第一个名字，这首诗歌中间的第一个名字以马内利，我们知道它来自于马太福音。
This is the word of the angel that is telling Joseph.
这是天使跟约瑟讲的话。
She shall give birth to a son.
她将要生一个儿子。
And you are to give him the name Jesus.
你要给他起名叫耶稣。
Because he will save his people from their sin.
因他将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
All this took place to fulfill.
因为这一切的事成就，就是要应验
what the Lord had said to the prophet，
应验主借先知所说的话。
The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son，
说必有童女怀孕生子。
And they will call him Emmanuel，
人要称他为以马内利。
Which means God with us，
以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
Here Matthew states two names.
在这里，马太讲到了两个名字。
Jesus, which means God saved.
一个是耶稣，就是神要救赎。
And Emmanuel.
另外就是以马内利。
Which means God with us.
他的意思是神与我们同在。
Matthew clearly stated that the birth of Jesus, salvation, is the fulfillment. Of the promise of Emmanuel,
马太这里非常清楚地讲了，耶稣的降临就是救恩，是以马内利的这个应许的应验。
Therefore, the promise of Emmanuel comes first before Christmas.
因此，以马内利这个应许来的在圣诞耶稣降生之前。
Brother and sister, I have many wonderful memory of Christmas when I was growing up.
弟兄姐妹们，我有很多非常美好的圣诞节的回忆。我从小长大，圣诞节的回忆。
I grew up in a small church in New York City, Manhattan, Chinatown.
我是在纽约曼哈顿的中国城的一个很小的一个教会里头成长长大。
As with all children, you will always laugh and smile, and expecting Christmas.
就像所有的孩子一样，我们都是非常高兴，常常欢笑，来期待圣诞节的到来。
We also exchange gifts during in the youth fellowship.
我们在青年聚会的时候呢，我们会有礼物的交换。
It's only a dollar or less.
这个礼物也只是。一个美金或者一个美金不到。
Doesn't matter what you receive, you only get something that will make you happy.
但是这个你拿到的什么东西不是非常重要，但是你会收到一个礼物，就会让你很高兴。
As I become an adult, Christmas seems more routine.
当我长大成为一个成人之后呢，这个圣诞节就好像就慢慢的就有点平常。
I still appreciate it.
我非常也非常仍然非常喜欢圣诞节
，but just not that magical as before。
但是这个圣诞节就不像儿童时代的那样的神奇。
I guess that's the price of adulthood。
我想这个就是长大的要付的代价。
Maybe you feel the same too。
也许你也这样子感觉到。
I was surprised to learn later that lots of people actually got depressed over the holiday.
我后来有非常惊奇的这个知道，有的人在圣诞期会得抑郁。
Because you know you're expected to be happy, expected to be joyful.
因为你的期望值是你会高兴，非常的欢喜快乐。
But you know, we always sometimes we may be stretched and we are fatigued, and so we don't feel as happy as we ought to be.
但是常常由于各种原因，比如说我们有压力啊，比如说我们非常疲劳，你不觉得很欢喜快乐。
Then that's a real disappointment.
那这个就变成一个非常大的失望。
So in order to prevent such a disappointment,
那为了避免这种样子的失望，
some would just ignore it.
有的人就根本就就忽视了这个圣诞节。
They just keep on working or just keep on shopping.
他们可能就是继续工作或者继续去购物。
With no plan.Making time or making room for Christmas.
没有任何计划给耶稣留时间，留空间。
Just another day to get by, get over, get back to the office.
这个就把它看作就是平常的每一天，这天过了再回去工作。
Not feeling the joy of Christmas seemed to suggest.That in some way we don't believe in the promise that God is with us.
我们在圣诞节的时候不感觉到喜乐，可能是意味着我们并没有相信神给我们的以马内利的应许。
Because just like Paul say in 2 Timothy,
就像保罗在提摩太后书讲的
Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have departed from the truth. They say that the resurrection has already taken place, and they destroy the faith of some.
其中有许米奈和费里图，他们偏离了真道，说复活的事已过，就败坏好些人的信心。
So is the coming of the Messiah.
这个耶稣的降啊，基督的弥赛亚的降生也是一样
，which had already taken place a long time ago.
已经发生了，很早以前就发生，2000多年前。
We look at the world today.
我们看我们今天的世界。
We have endless war and human tragedy.
我们看到的是不停的战争和人类的。悲剧
everywhere,
到处都是。
We look at our society today.
我们看我们今天的社会。
We have endless division.
我们有没有终止的分裂。
And we have senseless violence almost every week.
我们看到的是那种没有人性的暴力，几乎每个星期都有。
Even in ourselves,
哪怕就在我们自己身上。
Maybe we also have some lingering dissatisfaction or disappointment.
也许我们身上还一直有那个挥之不去的这个不满意和失望。
It's such a distressful and discouraging time. It is difficult to still believe that God is with us.
在这种痛苦和沮丧的时刻，是很难相信。神还和我们同在。
From the Old Testament, we all know that Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac is the apex of faith.
我们从旧约圣经里头知道，亚伯拉罕献以撒是信心的一个最高点。
But not many would remember there's a colossal failure of faith later on.
但是不是所有的人都能够记着，很快在这之后就有一个非常巨大的一个信心失败的一个事件。
This is in the book of Numbers.
这是在民数记。
In chapter 13 of the book of Numbers.
在民数记的13章。
God directed Moses to send out scout to explore Canaan.
神让摩西送探子去迦南地。
So you remember the story? Ten came back with bad news except Caleb and Joshua.
你们记住这个故事吗？这个十二探子回来都报的是恶信，除了耶稣亚和迦勒之外都报的是恶信。
And all the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron.
所以所有的以色列人向摩西和亚伦发怨言。
And the whole assembly said to them,
全会众对他们说,
If only we had died in Egypt,
巴不得我们早死在埃及地,
or in this wilderness,
或者死在这个旷野,
Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword?
为什么耶和华要把我们带到那个地方让我们倒在刀下呢?
Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?
我们回埃及去岂不是更好吗?
This made God so angry that he declared in chapter 14.
这个神为此非常非常的发怒，所以他在第十四章里头宣告。
And God said,
神说,
How long will they refuse to believe in me?
这些人虽看见我的荣耀和我造,
In spite of all the signs that I have performed among them,
这些人难,虽看见我的荣耀和我在埃及与旷野所行的神迹,仍然不听从相信我的话。
Therefore, not one of those who saw my glory and the sign I performed in Egypt and in the wilderness.
这个前面我已经读了，英语那个句子是倒过来的。
And will ever see the land I promised an oath to their ancestors.
他们断不得看见我向他们的祖宗所起誓应许之地。凡藐视我的一个也不得看见。
So the first generation of the Israelites,
所以第一代的以色列人,
who walked out of Egypt to the parted Red Sea,
他们通过那个被分开的红海出了埃及,
who are the recipient of the promise,
他们是神的应许的接受者,
but disbelieving is fulfillment.
但是他们不相信神的应许的应验
All perish
所以他们都死在旷野
It was such a traumatic event
这是一个非常悲惨的事件
So therefore the author of Hebrew retell the story again in the New Testament
所以希伯来书的作者在新约中间再次讲述了这个故事
Who were they who heard and rebelled?
那是听见他话惹他发怒的是谁呢?
Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt?
岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗?
And with whom was he angry for 40 years?
神四十年之久又厌烦谁呢?
Were it not for those who sinned, whose body perished?In the wilderness,
岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野的人吗
？And to whom did God swear that they would never enter His rest if not to those who disobey?
又向谁起誓不容他们进入他的安息？岂不是向那些不信从的人吗
？So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief.
这样看来，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故了。
So those who disbelieve disappear.
所以那些不信的，最后都消失了。
They disappear from history.
从历史上消失。
They disappear from memory.
从记忆中消失。
They disappear from their children.
在他们的儿女面前消失。
Only those whomHave kept the faith in the promise, will see its fulfillment.
只有那些相信他应许的人， 他能看到应许的应验和实现。
Not only that, the book of Hebrew declare in no uncertain terms.
不仅如此，希伯来书用非常确切确实的语言说，
In whatever circumstances, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
This is the faith that the hymn, O come, O come,Emmanuel remind us today.
这是这首诗歌以马内利再来提醒我们所要有的信心。
It is only in lonely exile that we look forward to Emmanuel.
这个信就是我们在流落他乡的时候，这个寂寞之处的那寂寞的时候那种信。
It isOnly among gloomy clouds and dark shadow that we await Emmanuel.
在这个晚上的阴沉的云和黑影之中，我们在等待。
It's only amidst sad division and the lack of peace that we hold fast to the promise of Emmanuel.
是在悲哀的分裂之中，我们仍然坚守这个信念，这个以马内利的信念。
It is because of all these dire circumstances that the promise was given.
也其实就是因为 这些非常可怕的情况，正是因为如此，以马内利的应许给了我们。
But only those who believe in the promise will see its fulfillment.
但是只有确信那个应许的人才能看到这个应许的应验和实现。
So, O come, O come, Emmanuel.
所以以马内利再来。
Not just come once so many years ago.
不是就是很多很多年前来的那一次。
But come again today.
而是今天再来。
That we may feel.
这样我们就能够感觉到。
Not just the joy of that night long time ago.
不仅仅是很长很长时间的那一个晚上，
But the joy again today.
而是我们今天再次能够感受到的那个喜悦。
And if we have reaffirmed our faith in the promise of the Emmanuel,
如果我们 再确认了以马内利的这个信，
Then we can shake off all our lethargy and fatigue.
那我们就能够卸下我们的昏沉和我们的疲惫。
To throw away everything that hinders than the sin that so easily entangled.
就放下，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And let us run with perseverance the race that mark before us.
诚心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
And we can listen with a new attention.
我们可以用一个更新的注意力来听。
To listen to the voice of one calling.
听一个呼召我们的声音。
In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord.
在旷野预备耶和华的路。
Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
Every valley shall be raised up.
一切山崖都要填满。
Every mountain and hill make low.
大小山岗都要削平。
The rough ground shall become level.
高高低低的要改为平坦。
The rugged places a plain.
崎崎岖岖的必成为平原。
And the glory of the Lord will be revealed.
耶和华的荣耀必然显现。
And all people will see it together.
凡有血气的必一同看见。
Brother and sister, who are the one called to prepare the highway in the desert?
弟兄姐妹们， 是哪些人被呼召要在沙漠地修平修直神的道
and to make straight and level for God
修平修直神的道
there are no chariot no motorcade that will be running driving on them then or now
这条路上没有马车队也没有汽车队在上面开以前没有现在也没有
the valleys are the abyss and ideology that divides the human mind
这个山谷是那个深渊和我们的意识这些东西是来分割人类的人类的思想
The mountains are barrier and prejudice that separate people into camps
而这些大小的山岗是把人分成不同的群类
The rough ground and the rugged places are the discontents in the human heart
这些高高低低或者崎岖崎岖的东西就是我们心里的不满人心的不满
At every event Every season before Christmas
在每一个降临期就是圣诞节到来前面那个季节
We are called to prepare for God
我们被呼召要为神做预备
We are called to reconcile people, friends, family
我们被呼召要和人和好是家庭朋友
Stranger
甚至陌生人
even ourselves
包括我们自己
to each other and to Christ
要彼此之间的和好要和基督和好
for the glory of God
为的是神的荣耀
there is a purpose in our waiting
这个我们的等待是有一个目的的
from now until Christmas
从现在开始到圣诞节
not to be distressed by all the bad news
让我们不要被那些坏的消息来分心
nor distracted by all the self pictures
也不要被那些促销的广告来吸引
but to re-examine to reaffirm our faith in the Emmanuel
而是我们要再次来确认我们的信心我们相信了以马内利
and to recommit ourselves to the bridging of the divine
重新来承诺我们自己来要沟通那个被分割的部分
to be kind
要和善
to do our best
做我们最尽我们的能力
so that the promise of Emmanuel
所以以马内利的应许
will be again fulfilled
会再次的应验